All right.
So excited to do this. It's like actually like a snap of the Thanos fingers. It's like so cool. Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kaiju Power Hour, episode number one out of NDA. How you guys doing, Lemur and Fernie? It's Waddle.
I'm doing good. It's been a crazy day. Trailer dropped, fireside chat dropped. I've been streaming a little bit. It's been awesome.
Been a blast Party? Today. It's been
Are you
so
doing fun. Well? Are you doing well?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Sorry.
I knew I was missing something.
Yes. I'm doing pretty well. It's been a crazy day. Lots of content. Everyone's streaming like crazy. It's exciting. It's finally here. We can actually talk about the game. So that's fun.
Live with everybody, you know? We're out here. We're gonna show this off, and it's so cool to me. We are recording this June 25th, 2024 at 7, or I'll say 8 p.m. EST. Just want to put that out there. As well, don't forget, this is under NDA. We do not want to go ahead and spoil.
Wait, you can't say that anymore. You can't.
Oh, you're right. Wait,
we're on Twitch.
It's part of the script. It's part of the script. I'm just used to going through them. You're right.
We don't know what we're doing. In case
there
you haven't noticed.
There is no more NBA. There is, you could post
right.
anything freely
that's
now.
Right. That's right.
Any Super 5 content. Yeah. Anywhere.
Anywhere. Guys, you could share this with your dog, okay? Like, your dog doesn't have
you
to
can.
Be under the NDA.
Yeah, your like, dog you will can... not get banned anymore if you show them your sick jewel clips and your dash resets. Go for it.
Like, literally bring them in your room. Show them the clips. No, super exciting. It's been a very eventful day. It's going to be an eventful week ahead of us. But before we do that, I'm going to hand it off to... Well, I'm Waddle. Lemur.
Hey, I'm Lemur.
And then we have Fernie.
I'm Fernie. That's me. Some call
That's
me
everybody.
Fernie.
We'll go a little bit more into ourselves. But first, I'm going to hand it off to Lemur to basically explain, like, what the Kaiju Power is, what does it mean, like where we kind of got all the foreground of that.
Yeah, so previously, before the NDA was dropped, we actually did 14 episodes of the Kaiju Power Hour podcast. And now we're starting over back on episode one, now that everyone can join in and watch. Pretty much the Kaiju Power Hour is a, you know, podcast going over everything about Supervive, whether that's going to be competitive play, what the patch is like, what the playtests are like, fan art, etc. We're pretty much dedicated to everything about Supervive.
Super excited.
We were a little bit in the trenches. We were doing audio only MP3 files in the private playtest channels. So we're hoping to really ramp things up now that we actually have a little more resources to work with. It's a little scuffed today, but that's because we... there's so much stuff to do. Like, all of us were doing so much stuff individually, and like Lemur put up like 5 videos, Weedle streamed like the whole day. So like, if it's scuffed, it won't be next time, I promise.
Hey, listen, we gotta scrape off a little bit of the rust. Yeah. But it's very exciting. I'm super excited. Kaiju Power was such a spontaneous thing. So the fact that it's like we're actually here is so cool.
It's a little surreal, for sure.
It is, definitely. The fact that we made it to this point is so surreal, and I'm like so excited for it. But that's the Kaiju Power Hour. Might as well get into a little bit about ourselves. All right. I'll let Fernie, you take it away.
I'm taking it away. Okay.
You're taking it away.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm Fernie. We're gonna do a little bit more of intros in case people don't know who we are. I've been playing Supervive since the very first playtest in 2021, where I was playing Seraph, and she was a little like yellow cube, and she shot yellow lasers. That was pretty much it. And a nuke would shoot the FPS down to 2 FPS and maybe crash the game. So I obviously been playing the whole time, and really sorry, Aluna now, it was Seraph back then. In terms of like what I actually do besides Supervive, I play way too much Final Fantasy XIV. I'm pretty big into raiding. I just got through T and another raid, Ultimate Raid, if you've heard of them. and I'm going to die this week when Dontrail comes out, and it's the biggest Supervive playtest. So, I also
can
have
you do both?
Can I do both? I'm actually very lucky they're not 24/7 hours on Supervive, because I can just play that when it's open and then not feel guilty.
You're crazy.
24/7 would be kind of crazy. That'd be a crazy day.
Yeah. I used to run some Smash tournaments in my local area, play a bunch of FGC games. I'm going to Evo, stuff like that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I play Void. I play a lot of Void. Probably this test too. So yeah, I'll kick it over to Lemur.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Lemur. If you don't know who I am a Supervive player that's been playing since, you know, the first day, as well as Fernie. I'm usually pretty high ranked, and I used to be really high ranked in League of Legends, ending in Challenger three years ago. Now I work at an escape room, I play Supervive, and I plan to stream this game 24/7 every time it's available, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be very fun.
That's beautiful, Lemur.
Was that good enough for you, Weedle?
That was like on par of what I was looking for right there. Like, I have the notes. We're about like 95 out of 100. You know, we're good.
I'll do better.
That's good. That was good. I like that.
Who are you, Weedle?
Who am I? Well, good question. I'm Weedle or Weedle. Either way is fine. Doesn't matter how you say or how you pronounce it. I have been testing since the second ever test. Was back in August. I joined around August time in 2021. At the beginning, I really just played more or less kind of like what back then it was Kingpin, or it was called Fisherman, but it was Kingpin essentially what Kingpin became today. And then at some point along the line, I saw these crazy guys like Teal, Bartleby, like just going nuts on the flex at the time, but it's called Shiv now. Going nuts on the Shiv, right? And I'm sitting there, I'm just like, whoa, I gotta learn how to play this character, Hunter. Took me 2 years, but I think I've gotten to a good point. And I'm a server at a local restaurant. I do that, and realistically, I just come home and play. I think most of my time is Supervive. I try to play other games, but it doesn't really end up working out because, like, I just get too angry at all the other games, and I'm like, I kind of just want to play my comfort game now, you know? This is, like, my comfort game. I don't know how to describe it. It's, like, so good, but, yeah, it's really about it about me. That's roughly all of us, you know? We're just a couple guys doing a podcast, you know? That's what they say.
That's how they all start.
That's how they all start. A couple guys showing up, want to do a podcast. So, basically, like we said, we did 14 episodes prior to this, right? We did 14 episodes prior, all kind of built up into what we kind of have today. But first and foremost, why don't we talk about the biggest thing of the day, the reveal trailer?
Yeah.
How do we think?
What a trailer.
What do we think?
What a trailer, dude. That was crazy. I've watched it like probably 10 times already. Double digits, I think it's getting there. It's surreal. I really love it. I also really love the 2D animation in the beginning. I think it fits it really well. The soundtrack is so good too, and the clips are like, it's all, I don't know, it's like perfect, you know?
Yeah.
I was able to see some of the early bits of the trailer, like some rough drafts of it, and like the moment they started to like make it really good, I think it's a really special trailer, and it's like funny, but it like meant a lot to me. I think it was like, in a way, it was like emotional to see something that you saw that was like a baby and you like see it all grown up. Yeah. Even though I'm just like a playtester, not like a developer of it, it felt like part of me was like shown to the world and everyone could see it. It was really cool to see.
Yeah. There were so many times I was just like sending it to friends that weren't in the test, and I could finally like be like, guys, look, I'm telling you, like, this is what I've been doing for 3 years, please, like, it's so awesome.
Yeah,
promise.
Exactly.
It's like, it's so nice.
I think I saw little snippets in here and there, you know, obviously I'm in it, so it was really funny.
Mr. Celebrity.
I like as soon as the reveal trailer went live, I watched it, live reacted and everything. And eventually when I stopped streaming, I like went, got my dad, got my mom. I literally showed them the trailer. And I'm like, guys, like, look, I'm in this. Like, isn't this cool?
SpongeBob pointing me.
Isn't
it's
that
me.
So cool?
You're the iconic eSport moment.
You are.
Yes, I am the iconic eSport
the
moment.
The faker of Super Vive.
Whoa. That's a title unbeknownst to you, Mr. Ryan Lamer. Okay. Like, that's not me. But that, I think my favorite part was definitely, like, I would say being there is really cool. And I think it's like, honestly, like an honor of some sorts of, like, you know, you play test for so long that you get to see something of, like Lamer said, like, you get to see, like, even though you're not a developer, like, you know, we've been here for so long, we've seen this thing like grow into something big, and like it's so cool to me.
Yeah, it's like part of me was like, wow, I didn't think we would ever get here, just because it's been playtesting and only playtesting for like 3 years pretty much, and it's like, wow, it's like games actually, like, it's almost there. It's so cool.
Feels like came out of nowhere too. Like, it honestly just,
it really
like,
does, I'm not gonna lie.
It doesn't feel like 3 years, and so it's like so crazy to me, like, that where you've hit this point. But Fernie, how do we how can someone playtest if they're not a part of the playtest yet?
Yeah, so if you're here and you're like just trying to get on in on the action, you saw the trailer or you saw some of your favorite content creators like reacting to some stuff today, you can go ahead and head over to playsupervive.com, sign up. We also have some of our own referral codes. I don't know if they're in our chat or not, Weddle. That's up to you to let me know.
They don't work. They don't work yet.
They don't work yet.
Or check the description.
Yeah, you can. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can totally check the description. They'll be in there. By the time this is up, they should be working, but we'll see. But generally, you go over to their website, and then you just sign up. It's pretty easy. When they have a spot available, you're going to receive like an email and be like, hey, here's your key. And then alternatively, if you want like higher odds, you can try to get a key. We're giving away some keys at the end of this episode that give you guaranteed access. And then on Thursday, drops are going to be enabled when the playtest starts. So you can go watch your favorite streamer. And then for every hour, I think it is, you get a power shard, and it gives you like more of a chance to like get a key like while you're watching and stuff like that, right? So yeah, those are the main ways. Did I miss any, guys? Am I going crazy? Because I actually don't know anything. So
that was perfect.
Okay. Awesome.
That was perfect. Yeah, you're perfect. Amazing.
This is awesome. it was well done, Fernie. Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, with that being said, I kinda wanna dive into like talking about what Super Vive is, because, you know, it's kind of hard to tell from an outside perspective. Like, the trailer does a fantastic job in seeing all the content, but like, until you play it, you're probably gonna think, oh, it looks like League, oh, it looks like a top-down shooter or something, right? But it's like so hard to, I don't know, describe it. However you guys want to start with this, I think is a good way to go here.
Usually what I tell people is it's like a top-down BR with like Overwatch characters. I feel like that's like the characters kind of play like it's like different Overwatch characters, and then you're just top-down like a League of Legends perspective. Obviously there's a lot more to it. I think the game also plays a lot like Apex, in the way that it gets really chaotic at the end of the game, but that's usually the best way I describe it to people.
Yeah, I did a really weird description to somebody literally the other day. I was like, oh, it's kind of like Valorant if instead of like using your util as util, you were just using that as your guns. And they looked at me and they were like, what? I'm like, trust me, it kind of makes sense if you just squint like a lot and you don't think too much. But yeah, I like your point about Apex, how at the very end it gets like pretty chaotic like Apex does, where people are like sliding around and like the movement's really fast, and it's just chaos. So yeah, I don't know. It's, what about you, Weddle? What are your like go-tos for kind of describing the game?
So if I was to describe a game to somebody, I'd say MOBA controls meet an action BR. And it's like a top-down MOBA controlled action BR, and I think it's like, a lot of people will say, oh, MOBA, it's going to be slow. No, that's why I say the action part. MOBA-controlled action BR, because it's fast-paced, MOBA-style controls system with WASD movement, right? Because I feel like you have to say WASD movement. Otherwise, some people are like, so it's clicking? It's like, no, there's a lot to it. That's why he's like, yeah. You can't really pull one specific genre. Like, you have to pull multiple and like throw it together and be like, hello, this cool new genre is out. But like, usually WASD controlled, WASD movement, MOBA controls meets an action paced BR is usually what I go for. And I try to say that, like, if you wanted to look at something close and similar, you'd look at Battle Right. I tell people, look at Battle Right, maybe try it out. Like, if you don't have access, like, that would be your similar thing. But again, like, I think the game is different still.
It's so, like, still much faster, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It's still, you still have a lot you're going to pick up on. And, yeah, it's just a very, it's a feel game. Like I said, we said this always during our, NDA podcast. It's a feel game. It's not like you can see, like, it's cool to look at. I promise you. It's like, watch everything, go back and watch it after you learn the game. You start to go, wow. That makes sense. It's like it clicks so fast in your brain. I promise. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's
I think this is a good question, because it's like right now Theorycraft or Supervive has to kind of sell players in to try to get them to, you know, want to play test, get excited about it. And I think one of the hardest things about this game is that it's very different than a lot of other games. It kind of looks like it's League of Legends. It kind of looks like it has some Overwatch heroes, but it's like, what really is the game? And I think that's like going to be the biggest challenge to kind of communicate to people, is like really try to show them like what is unique, why you should try playing this game.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah,
I run into the problem every time I try to describe it. I'm like, oh, it's like a MOBA, but it's also like a tax shooter. And then it's every single like genre I use to describe it is almost like short selling Supervive in a way. I'm like, and honestly the genre too, because it's like it pulls stuff from it for sure, and you can definitely like bring over skills and familiarity from like all of them. But I'm being honest when I say this, and I've like, I am biased, sure, but I don't think I've ever played a game that like blends this many things together like before in like my life. So you gotta play it. Get a key. Watch people play it. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's, just get a key.
We're gonna spend the next, like, let me look at the next like 40 minutes convincing you why you should play the game. You know, we're free marketing, basically, is what this is.
Quite literally.
I mean, one of the things about the game that has been talked about a lot, like on Twitter and on YouTube, is like the name of the game. So the name is now Supervive. It used to be known as Project Loki when it was its temporary name. Well, why do you guys think it's named Supervive? Because I actually don't know. Like I have ideas. Do you guys know?
I think because it seems very easy to go into all caps, and I know a certain someone who loves all caps, naming games all caps. I know some people were tossing around like the Latin definition of like the verb Supervive, and it fits pretty well to like what the game is. So I think that's probably like some basis of it, but I don't know if that's like the full like reasoning for it. But I don't know. I like it. I think it's a pretty good vibe to come from like the Latin word.
Yeah, it's very The way I think about it like this, right? And I've had this discussion before. Games like, and I'm going to use some other games description. I'm not saying they're actually terrible, terrible games. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're that, like, obviously that bad. But, like, if you look at other games like League of Legends, you look at, like, things like Counter-Strike, you know, you look at Valorant's unique because that comes from the world, right? But if you look at certain games and what they're titled, what they're called, they're usually trying to describe their game. But like something like Valorant, right, isn't necessarily describing their game. It's describing a universe within a universe. So it has its buildup. And a lot of people were like, oh, Valorant, why is it, you know, what's that name for? Like, is it good? Is it like, and I think it's a name that's grown on people, you know, and I think that's going to be like the similar thing with Supervive. I think Supervive is one of those names that's like, It's not there yet. You know what I mean? It's not in our brains that this is the name yet. That it's not like some people are like, oh, it's called Project Loki. Now it's Supervive. You know, the name might not be great, but I promise you, you let this thing cook for a bit, you let it sit for a while, I definitely think that there's a good explanation behind it, and it's like rooted for a solid reason. Now, I don't know that reason. I think there's a solid root reason there. Okay.
I think when I think of it, I think like the game, you know, you've revived your teammates a lot, and so I always think like revive, super revive, and I think there's like some kind of like language that they're trying to go within the game. But I don't know. I'm curious to see how the lore continues and everything keeps moving forward.
Yeah, I'm honestly so excited to like actually see lore and see what it happens, because I love the kaiju vibes, obviously, hence the name of our podcast. But like, I really like the kind of like dystopian like vapor cyber kind of aesthetics. So I'm curious, and I like a lot of the characters too. Like they seem really really cool. Like I gotta know like Jules deal, you know? Like it's I'm excited for it. So
yeah, no, super. Every time I say super now, I can't help but say it in all caps. Super. Like, I think I'm going,
that's
super.
Marketing. They named it well.
Like, dude, like it's so like in my brain now. Like vibe is vibe now. Like I hear vibe, vibe. Super. Like, dude, like whoever, like maybe the marketing is actually good behind it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there isn't more reason behind besides marketing. I don't know.
Yeah, there was some articles that were posted that were, I think it was like PC Gamer, and they're like, the name's not too great, but the game is amazing or whatever. And like, I was like,
if that's maybe, the criticism they're giving. Like...
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, I mean, like, hey, no, it's okay, because I think opinion, like, that's good. It's like, we've seen what controversy strives in the community. I mean, like, 2XKO, like, I'm just going to mention it out there. That sparked a lot of it. And guess what? That name got bounced around. Even people who don't know what that is, like, started knowing about it. So maybe a controversial name will start to spark it, you know? And maybe people will be like, what is this? Like, I need to look at this. Like, why is it called this? If, this game looks nothing like its name.
If
you know?
League
like,
of Legends like came out today, people would be saying it's like the worst name of all time.
Yeah,
like
people are
going to complain about stuff no matter what, especially names. And it's like, it'll be gone in like a month. People just won't talk about it like that. So
you have to be bold to stand out. And I think Supervive is a pretty bold name.
It is bold. Yeah.
It's
definitely
all
eye-catching.
And so if you put your money where your mouth is and you make a good game, I think it'll succeed.
Yeah. Which that's what a lot of the reviews seem like they were saying, you know? So
no, definitely. I think like putting the, I'm gonna say it again, I think that putting, just because your name shouldn't define your game, you know, like, and I really love that. I think the gameplay and like the look of the game, the feel of the game defines it more than the name could ever define it. So really excited. You know, I did get super emotional today, guys. I ended up watching the fireside chat.
Yeah.
And probably at the very end, I had like a couple tears like coming out. I had to like actually like wipe them away. I was like, I was so shocked. I was like, I thought it was gonna be good. I was keeping all the excitement. I guess I got too excited, and like I was just like, cause like, you know, like I said, we've been here for 3 years. You've been here the longest, Lemur. So I mean, like, even
Fernie,
you said like it was an emotional. Oh, Fernie has too. Sorry, Fernie. Sorry, Fernie.
I've been here the same day.
sorry, Fernie. Sorry. but like, you know, it's still that feeling, even though I was like, what, 2 months off? Like, it's still that feeling of like, you know, you've been here for a long time. Like, I like hearing their direct, like, I've heard their direction. I've watched so many fireside chats. They've talked with me personally, you know, they've like had these Discord calls where we're in there late nights doing focus tests, like giving them feedback direct, like so much of this. But like, it just like doesn't necessarily hit you in the moment. It hits you when you get to see everybody else see it for the first time, you know? And like, that's the exciting part, like, for me. And so like the fireside chat today, whew, took me by storm. It was a good fireside chat.
Guys
cranking it as always.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, fireside chat kind of like goes in what their development process is going to be for the next few months and kind of breaking that down. It's less so of the previous fireside chats where it kind of goes into the patch notes and stuff. It's more about like the development of Supervive, announcing the game, dropping the NDA and stuff. But hopefully in these coming days, we'll also get the patch notes for the upcoming playtest that is going to be starting this Thursday.
Yeah, that was one thing I was a little disappointed on. There was like very little patch note like changes for this upcoming playtest, which is fine. It's a big deal, like dropping NDA and revealing the game and stuff. But like now I'm like, what's happening, guys?
They were targeting a different audience with that one.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, the big playtest is this Thursday, June 27th to July 4th. If you want to actually check the times, you can go join the SuperVive Discord and check the times that are localized to you. It's going to be a lot of gaming, the most, you know, SuperVive that anyone has ever played. Are you guys ready?
I just want to give everyone a tip out there, okay? Like, really want to give you a good tip out there. We have done a 7-day test where it was 5 hours each time slot. It is tough. It is rough. Yeah. If you are getting in and you get to play, really, like, more or less, like, I took off a couple, like, for some of you days, I wouldn't play. Like, I had to sleep. Like, my body couldn't take it. Like I said, I love this game, and I'd sacrifice my own health. I shouldn't.
What are you talking about?
So what I will say is make sure that you're good. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're hydrating, eating. Like, you're taking the necessary breaks. Like, it is a lot of playtest time. If you want to playtest all of it, you can do it. I've done it. Lemur's done it. Fernie's done it. Yeah. Like, we've done it. You just have to make sure you're on top of taking care of yourself first and foremost. So that's my biggest tip to if you're trying to make all 8 days of this thing.
And you absolutely do not have to make all 8 days in the whole time. We're just degenerates.
Don't. They literally said in the fireside chat they're going to try to keep their monthly like cadence of tests, which is like a lot. And they even kind of hinted that there might be longer hours anyway. So don't worry if you can't make all of this one. Right. I'm telling this to myself because of Dawn Trail, so I don't like lose my mind, but
yeah.
I know what'll end up happening. So, yeah, but that being said, do we have any predictions? We don't have patch notes. Like, we know nothing. Like, what's gonna, anything, like literally any change, any prediction for what's gonna happen in this test.
So we played a bit of the patch on Friday to test the servers.
Oh, right. Yeah. I missed that.
We didn't have the patch notes, though, so it was kind of just by feel whether stuff changed or not. But the game felt pretty balanced. Like, all the characters felt, like, pretty good.
Even Celeste?
Even Celeste. Very balanced.
Really?
Character. Yeah. Hoping there's no nerfs.
Ironically, I agree with him for the most part.
Yeah. I know. Okay. I know both of you have been saying it's like been pretty balanced
it's
as
getting
of
closer.
Late. It's getting a lot better, right? So,
I think the only characters I would be like really scared of like popping off this playtest is Duel and Brawl. Yeah. I think these characters are just exceptionally good in high MMR play and are absurdly broken. But I think in the average experience, I think it'll just still be like Shrike is OP, killing all the new players, and like. Everything else is kind of like evened out with like maybe those two at the top.
Do we think Stalker and Gunner are making a return perhaps, or what do we think there?
I doubt it. Yeah. I bet they want to show the best of the best, for this playtest.
If
not saying this
character's
bad, but
if one of the two was ready, I would personally hope. And I would personally say I think what Stalker would be the closest one to being ready. I would say I think like Gunner still has some like working behind. I think if anything, Stalker would be the closest. But I agree. I think that they'll still be out of the picture for a little bit. They'll be definitely coming back, hopefully, because you know, like we said, we want to see that assassin baby, so we want to see our Stalker go shing, like his mini shings. But no, really. Really excited for this test. I personally agree with you, Lemur. I think like certain people playing, I think Brawl will definitely see something like crazy. Like there'll be people seeing this and be like, wait a minute, did they not realize how busted that is? And then they'll pop it out and go bam, and then like now you're stuck with like Brawl going crazy. But like I think I'll still live in the November era, okay? I still live with Shiv being so good. But I don't personally think Shiv will pop. I think some people will see Shiv. We'll have some more Shiv players. I'm excited about that though. One more Shiv players popping in. But I definitely think like this test will have some like Brawl crazy clips. I think Brawl we'll see some tech that we didn't even know existed. Right? We'll see some high level technology.
Please no. I don't want more to learn about how to deal with that character.
I'm sorry, like, you know who made it, so.
Yeah.
But besides, like, the meta, how do we think, like, the playtest is going to go? Do you think they're going to have, like, you know, like, 10 times the amount of players? Like, 100 times the amount of players? Like, are the cubes just going to be popping instant? Like, what do we think is going to happen? Like,
so, if I'm doing my math correctly, how many creators got about 30 keys for this week? Uh-oh, something just broke. Hang on. Okay, there
no,
it is.
Fernie.
My bad.
Okay.
We disappeared for a second. I was like, wait, what?
Oh,
I feel like there's, okay, there's probably like, what, like 500, 600, 700 creators, I think. And assuming roughly something like that got 30 keys, that's a lot of keys alone, as well as all the Twitch drops. I don't know. I wonder if it's going to be noticeable, like, in-game, if, like, queues are going to be, like, super fast, or there's just going to be, like, tons of new people in the Discord like crazy. I hope so. Like, I want more people. Like, I want to be in a lobby of people that I do not recognize, like, whatsoever. I'm like, I would think that would be so awesome in terms of, like, playtest, like...
Then I won't get to chase you down, Fernie.
Yeah.
Listen.
I won't get to spike you over the abyss, you know? Like,
I'm tryharding this test, like, genuinely, so you can chase me all you want, okay? I'm fine with that.
Sounds good.
Do you guys think, like, the stream viewership, now that's the first stream we'll test, do you think it's going to be, like, super big? Will it be, like, small to start and then get big? Or do you think it will, like, kind of fluctuate? Predict the future.
The future? See the future? Okay, yeah. That's my specialty, actually. I've been gifted with the gift of prophecy, so.
I have two, so. I know Fernie's going to take a second, but my foresight tells me something real fast. So, what I'm thinking is that looking deep into the souls of the universe, all right? I've looked into it. Supervive, next big hit, right? It's going to destroy all games, okay? I'm telling you right now, this next big game. All right, now Wadle's really talking here. Okay, so personally, I think day one's gonna be like, depending on who streams it and depending on how it goes out and how it's like promoted, I think people are like, whatever, wishy washy. I think the weekend's gonna have a little bit of pop off because the weekend's usually a higher traffic time, so the weekend will always have a bigger traffic time. And then like, I think it'll round out because we are getting to the 4th of July. You know, some people are gonna be traveling, that kind of thing. So either it could be more viewership or it can mean less viewership depending on what people are doing. So that's you. That's my prediction for at least the viewership side of things.
All right, my prophecy, my orb pondering, my heart pondering, it's done. I'll tell you exactly what's gonna happen. Thursday, normal day, pretty chill. Really long hours. People are gonna be working, whatever. They're gonna have a stream open on their second monitor, watching their favorite content creator like randomly play the game. They're going to be doom scrolling at lunch, going through YouTube shorts and TikTok, and they're going to see random stuff pop up. And then they're going to be like, oh, wow, this game looks pretty cool. And then they're going to play it. And then Friday is going to be like more people. And then Saturday is going to like blow up, I think. And then the following week, like the Monday through Wednesday or whatever, probably chill down because like people are going to be working still until specifically. Hang on. This is what Apollo told me. Specifically, Wednesday is going to be the big day. The 3rd is going to be the big day. Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. There you have it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got.
What do you think, Lamer? What do you got? What do you got?
I think it like really depends on if one of those like really really big streamers starts playing it. Like one of those like, you know, 15 to like 30k viewer streamers starts playing the game. I think the game is just going to like skyrocket. But it's just a matter of like getting that type of streamer involved in the game and wanting them to play and like kind of them having a good time and realizing they can invest more in the game. It's kind of hard for like the big streamers to want to do that though, because it's like they can only play test, you know, a few days every month, so it's like,
yeah,
they're maybe doing a disservice to their viewers who want to see them play a different game and like actually be able to play it. But I think like once a big streamer like starts playing it, I think the game is just gonna like explode and it's going to be really hard to get a key and get into the playtest.
Yeah. I will say, I remember like probably a year or two ago, like when they first started getting creators in, there were some pretty big name like streamers getting invited and like playing, and I haven't seen them recently a ton. And I think now that they can actually stream the game, I think they might come back, or they might have plans to like actually stream quite a bit of it. Like a bunch of big name like League players, like Sneaky or something, Double Lift. I've seen like Meteos play before. So like, who knows? You know, that's I'd say it's like probably like a 60% chance that I actually like see a lot of them like do that. But yeah, who knows? I mean,
it does kind of worry me, because like those big streamers like have like a lot of them have played the game. Granted, it was like in a way earlier version where the game wasn't as polished and done. But like some of them didn't come back. Some of them did, but some of them didn't come back. And it's like, maybe it's not the game for them, or maybe they didn't like it. But it's like, I feel like if I was a big streamer and I really loved the game, I would take the time off stream to even play it. So I'm a bit worried that some of them won't come back, but I think some of them definitely will.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be like, depends on who wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it's all going to come down to, I'm going to use the word luck here. I don't really think it's luck. I think it's all about like personal perception of like more higher viewed streamers. Like you said, it's going to all depend on whether or not they want to play again.
Regardless, if Theorycraft keeps making a good game, it will eventually succeed, I believe. Yeah.
And it is a good game. Just saying. Yeah.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so that being said, I mean, since this is like our first episode, there's a lot of probably new people in chat and new people watching this because, you know, somebody saw a trailer and they're super addicted and they want to see literally all the content that they can. Do we want to give some like pretty basic new player tips to kind of help people along in case they're listening? Be like, hey, listen, if you're gonna start playing on Thursday, you just got a key. Maybe you got a key from Venomous dropping it in the chat randomly. Like, here's what you want to do. So I figured, like, Lemur, you can start off if you want.
Yeah. So if you're a new player to Supervive, like, say you just got in, once you get your key, you know, you got your key and now you're ready to play test, I would try to get, you can refer one of your, or a few of your friends in and try to get your friends inside the playtest as well. I think the game is like absurdly fun to play with your friends. I think it's like pretty good playing it solo, but I think with your friends, it's like 10 times, 20 times better. So if you're able to get a squad, you can either duo or you can squad up with a team of four. I would try out, you know, the duos mode, the squads mode, the arena mode. There's three different modes right now. All of them have their own benefits and cons. So that's what I would do personally. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think duos is really good for learning like the Skylands version of the game without being overwhelmed, and then if you want to learn like characters, Arena is really, really good for that. So whatever you feel like learning first, or if you have like one friend that you just want to play, duos sounds good. If you have like three others that got in, go play Arena, do whatever you want, or go into squads if you want. It's really not that crazy. But yeah, it's a good tip. I can bring mine up next. So I think this is kind of wrapping around to like when we were trying to describe the game. And I'm gonna show a little ego here, but for people coming in that have played like a lot of other competitive like PvP games and stuff, you need to temper your expectations, because while looking at the game, you're like, oh, this plays just like League. I can just come in. I'm like a Challenger League player. I can come in and be like insanely good. Probably. I'm not like saying that. You obviously know how to get good at games. But if you come in with an open mind and act like you don't know anything, and you come with an open mind, you be creative, you're going to like the game way more, and you're going to learn the game way, way faster, because it plays so different from quite literally every other like PvP competitive game on the market that I think it's warranted to kind of just step back, be like, okay, I'm new. I straight up don't know anything. Even though I've played other games, your skills will just naturally transfer over. Like, they will. And there's some really creative stuff you can do. And there's a lot of like experimenting and like theory crafting, if you will, to be had. So yeah, that's my tip, you know? Also, there's tons of resources like the newbie chat and stuff in the Discord. There's like dozens of mentors just always there to help, and people are making content like crazy on like YouTube and Twitch now, so like you have tons of stuff to get better and just learn the game. But yeah, that's my tip. Weddle, go ahead.
So mine's a perfect follow-up for Fernie. What Fernie's saying about you know, temporary expectations, coming with the open mind, creativity. I think one thing that I'm going to recommend that's different from the other two is, like, when you come in, please check your keybinds. Like, look at them. Make sure these are the ones you want. You're going to have your abilities. You're going to have this thing that you get to pull out a glider while jumping. It's usually on the same bind. Now, I could be wrong with this, but I'm going to say I recommend separating the binds. I have shown myself that I have gotten better once I separated the binds. I recommend doing this from the start. Now, some may not. That's what I'm just going to say. That's a Waitle recommendation. If you start failing, you know who to come after, okay? I can be the witch hunt here, okay? True. But all seriousness, look at those binds. You're going to have your regular abilities. Those are actually pretty good default key binds. But also look at your power and perk slot binds. Make sure those are what you want. Make sure that's what you are. That's exactly what you need. Look at your shift bind, like your sneak bind. Make sure your binds are all set up to suit you, because people are going to be coming from different games, and these binds are going to be weird because they're a mixture of different games, right? The binds are all across multiple games. So make sure you look at them and make sure these are it. This is what you want to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At its core, though, it is WASD, so you might not... Yeah. Coming in, you may be like, oh my god, it's top-down. I'm going to rebind everything so that I can play like League of Legends. No, trust me, don't do that. definitely keep WASD, but make it comfortable for you, like Widow was saying. And there's also quite a few like accessibility and kind of like quality of life settings that you can mess around with. So definitely check those out too. Yeah.
I'd say one of the other things is that there is a lot of stuff in the game, even in, you know, alpha. There's like a lot of things. And if you want to learn the game, you just focus on one thing at a time. So like this game, I'm going to look at equipment and like read some of the equipment and decide which equipment I want for my character. This game, I'm going to maybe pick up two powers and I'm going to read the powers and I'm going to try to use them in the fight. I think approaching the game that way is like a lot easier to just start learning the game slowly, and you'll get better way faster than other people, rather than trying to do everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
Snowball into becoming the next Faker of Supervive. I almost said Project Loogie. Supervive.
Yeah. Hey, for what it's worth, I don't think I really focused on like using or getting better with powers for like a year and a half. Okay.
Same.
So like same. I was like, I'm just playing a character for like a full year and a half. So do not worry whatsoever. All the content that you're seeing, for the most part, people have been here for like almost over a year at this point. So try not to be intimidated, because like you're seeing a lot of people that are really comfortable with the game, and that's not how it is for 90% of people when the game actually comes out. So
also keep in mind is those people who have been here for a while, like they have been playing for a year, but they've also only like logged, you know, maybe 200 hours, 300 hours, which if you take it into comparison of like this playtest is going to be like 80 hours total.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's really not that much time. It's just the time in between is like a long amount of time. So you're really not that behind if you just start, you know, getting into it now. People have just had more time to kind of think about the game rather than play it. You definitely can like still become good at this game. I would not worry about something like that.
Yeah, no. Don't worry about that at all. For the first like year, I played only Aluna, and I played one playtest of Void, and I was more comfortable and better on Void just because that playtest was like later in the playtest cycle. So there was just more hours. So like that's just how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think like the major thing, like I will say, is like, you know, we obviously didn't start off with a lot of content in the game. More people are going to get this content. They're going to get this time to learn from like everyone else had to like learn it themselves. You know, like obviously the devs are showing us things, but we're learning things ourselves. We've built up this knowledge base, and we are all more than happy to share everything. Like I like will share everything with everybody. I want everybody to like play this game. You know what I mean? So like for me, it's like, if I can get this out here even further, I will spread this to the moon and back even further. Maybe a new galaxy. Who knows?
Dude, Dunmere put a guide out for every character in the game in the first day of NDA being up. Like, do you know how much I wish I could have had that like a year and a half ago? Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, people are going to come in and they're going to be better than me, and I'm fine with that. It's just, you know, don't be intimidated, basically.
Mm-hmm. You know, and talking about bringing more people in, good question to ask is, do you guys think Supervive will succeed? If so, why? Lamer, you want to take a
swing?
Fernie? Sure.
We don't
pass it all the way down.
Sure. I like how you're making me go first when I didn't have anything written down on our note sheet, and you two both had something written down on the note sheet. Appreciate that. I'm going. No, you want me to go? I'll go. I'll come up with something. No, I've been asked this question a couple times by various people. I think at its core, it definitely has the ability to like pop off and be very, very popular. And it's what I want more than anything, honestly, because I haven't found a game that I've been this invested in for this long. Sure, you can probably argue like I don't have as many hours in it because it's not out, so I can't constantly play it and then burn out from it and get bored of it. But I don't know, even on like the week-long tests when it's all I'm doing like the whole week, it's still not really burning me out. So I just hope that it can appeal to that broad of an audience. I think it has enough content in the game where it's set up to do that for sure, right? Like fundamentally, there's a lot of systems and a lot of like different ways people can play and different like demographics of people that are going to be able to get something out of it and enjoy the game. My only concern is that when the game comes out, is it going to be able to maintain that and not bore people out? Because like a lot of BRs, people drop after like a month or two or three because they don't change. They stay the same. Comparatively, this game has a lot more depth than most BRs. Like just straight up, there's like tons of powers, tons of characters, tons of interactions. You have your storm shifts, stuff like that. It's like there's a lot of moving parts for sure. I just hope that they maintain that. And they always try crazy stuff like when they're playtesting, right? Like we'll come in and literally randomly one day they were like, hey, by the way, we're gonna have storm shifts. They're randomly just changing in how your games are gonna play. And there's bullet trains now, by the way. And like literally everyone was dying because no one had seen a train that fast in like 2 years of playing the game. So I hope they do that on launch still and they like come up with crazy stuff. Obviously, like there's probably a finite number of ideas that you can do like that, right? Mm-hmm. But I think they have the talent and the skill set, not talent. I don't really believe in talent. I believe in skill sets. I think they have the skills and experience to actually do that. And I'm just hoping that it maintains that and it brings as many people in as it can. So yeah, there's my no notes answer for you guys.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I like your point about like how they can just like, you know, release something and just be like, see what it does, because I feel like that's like what we've been doing for the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, and just like all of a sudden bullet trains comes, you know, every day, every game you're dying to the bullet train, or yeah. You know, one time they had these night minotaurs that spawned at nighttime that would just one shot you. Those were removed, but I think like doing stuff like that is like really fun to see, and I think it would make like, obviously some players wouldn't like it. So doing it in moderation would be good.
Yeah.
But like seeing a game try things and it not working, or trying things and seeing it like super succeed, is really cool. And I think it's like one of the biggest reasons why Supervive has like already been announced their game, you know, or are getting closer to, you know, open beta and such. That's because they're willing to take like big swings at things and show things that are pretty rough draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see people in Fortnite complaining about like the new season's mechanics because they're like uncompetitive. Like this season they had like Nitro where you could just run through people's builds and people hated that so much. And it's like, part of me, I get it. Like people want competitive integrity. That's fine. But I think for people that are going to keep playing the game and like no matter what, you need fun stuff for people to do that's new. And I don't want them to like sacrifice that just for, say, competitive integrity, to be honest. It's a BR. It's like one of the least competitive like versions of a competitive game you can play. So I want them to, yeah, I want them to stick with it. So, but yeah, I'll stop talking.
I think BRs could be very competitive. So.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they have a lot of...
They have some randomness. I think
that's what I meant.
If you play
enough
games, I think ultimately it kind of balances out.
Yeah.
You have a lot of room for evolution.
One game definitely shouldn't determine it all.
I meant randomness, sure. Not non-competitive. That's on me. I have so many hours in BR, like competitively. I don't know why I said that, but yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Weedle.
Sure. I'll take away the next for mine here. I think there's two parts in success, with at least with this game. in particular. I think the first part is the players and the community is just, it's just outstanding. I think if we continue forward like the way we are, we want as many people in the community as possible. We are opening. We're not really like trying to like disclude or gatekeep anything from anybody like at any given point in time. So we are just trying to put it out there and like get more people in. I think that's like big part of like making a game more successful is the players and community. But I think another major key point is passion and the drive of the devs. You know, like I can't personally ever say like I've ever like, you know, I've played games, but all these devs that are making this game made the games that I played, you know, I grew up on. They're foundations of them. So it's like you can't tell me that like they have the passion, they have the drive. I literally grew up on every game, every core game. I could probably look at this studio and be like, oh, there's a dev that worked on that. Oh, there's a dev that worked on that. They were there for 2 years. That's crazy. Like, it's so cool and so weird and it's so like I got it. So I think like a major part of the success is like, I think it's with the devs, but I think there's the community side of it too. And both sides are literally just going up and up and up and up and up and up and up. And that's all I hope I ever see. And then maybe one day we see like a skyrocket to another galaxy or something. I don't know. We go crazy. Super vibe to the moon. You know what I mean?
We're going interstellar.
We're going interstellar, yeah. Baby.
From Joe Tung's basement to the moon for sure.
Oh my gosh.
First tournament in Joe Tung's basement, I heard.
I want that to happen, genuinely.
That's crazy.
I think it'd be so funny.
You provide worlds, I think, is Joe Tung's basement.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
That's a word on the street.
All right, Mr. Lamer. Why do you think?
What if I don't think it's going to succeed?
Okay, then why?
Well, no, I do. Okay. There would be no reason that I would be here if I didn't think the game was going to succeed.
Yeah,
I'll just say it's just I'm here and playing the game every time there's a playtest for 3 years because I think that this game will succeed and I like have full confidence in it. And if you're a dev, like close your ears. You don't need to listen to this. but I've played a lot of other games that are in like the alpha playtests, you know, pre-alpha stages and like. I'm not like bashing those games. They might be at different points in their life cycle, but just nothing comes close.
They don't hit the same.
Nothing comes close at all, like even remotely. And so I think TheoryCraft has like a huge opportunity on their hands, especially when people are kind of getting bored of games like League of Legends, Apex, Valorant, Overwatch. I think like I was just like looking at the stream numbers on Twitch the other day, which isn't completely indicative of, you know, what how popular a game is, but I was like surprised on how low like numbers like Apex was getting during ALGS or Overwatch was getting and even League of Legends. Granted, it might have been like when Elden Ring was launching and whatnot. But I think that this is like a huge opportunity to launch a competitive game. It might be like one of the best times ever to try to actually put your foot in the door and make a game that actually succeeds.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. They're literally they see it. They see the golden ticket, they're grabbing it, they're inserting it, and they're going through the gate. They're on their way, all right? They're charging straight ahead, and it's like, listen, I am just so glad to have been here from the start. Like, I can't even say it's not pure. Like, it literally is just pure luck that I, like, have been here from the start for me. Like, it's so, like, I just can't, like, imagine what I would have been doing for 3 years and then just hear about this game and be like, oh, my God, that's so cool, like, you know? It's kind of cool to be here.
I think regardless if you're joining right now, you are still like very early.
Oh,
like,
it's the perfect time.
Not a lot of people know about you. You got to skip all the shitty parts with the Night Minotaurs one shot.
Literally.
You get the game where it's like peak.
It's good. Can, like, it's really good now.
Where you can grind out the game, you know, become really high ranked and like, you know, before there was even ranked, you know.
Yeah.
It was,
good times.
Didn't have to deal with Beastmaster healing outside of the circle.
Yeah, listen, more of staying those, alive.
More of those times are probably still ahead of us. Okay, listen.
Invincibility bugs.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything that bad in a little while.
But, listen, we still got those times ahead of us, and that's the greatest part about this game. You know what I mean? Like, we still see it, and like we get to experience it. It's a great time.
Yeah.
I think you touched on it a little bit about like tournaments and competitive part of Supervive. Lemur, I know you were talking about how like you've really just this has been your game, but I know you've been talking to me about you've been watching a lot of the ALGS and you've been watching a lot of the pro BR scenes. What do you think Supervive is going to look like competitive wise after you've seen some other BR competitivity?
So I think it's kind of early because we're not even allowed to make custom games yet. So there won't be any like tournaments as far as I know this coming playtest. But people are planning to make tournaments for the playtest after that. So in like 30 days or whatever.
They're cooking.
Yeah, they're cooking up tournaments. And from there, that's going to like determine a lot of what, you know, Supervive Esports, that's great to say, Supervive Esports could look like. I think that the game is like personally absurdly fun to play whenever you're in like a competitive environment. Over the past like 1 to 2 years before every playtest, there was a show match played that was a collection of like 10 of the selected, you know, decent or best teams to play in a game. And it was like streamed, cast, and kind of just to the people that were inside the Discord community. It was just one game, so it's like not really a real BR tournament. That's like kind of what we were talking about earlier, where, you know, there's a lot of randomness inside of just one game of a BR. But once you put it into a tournament format where there's multiple games played over the course of, you know, a few hours, it starts becoming like a lot more competitive and the randomness kind of gets like shooken out of it. So I think competitive Supervive will have to look like something like a, you know, five to six games, and you know, whoever gets the most points with kills or placement, you know, takes the trophy. There are rules sometimes in Apex where you have to have a match point to win, where you have to win a match after reaching a point threshold. And I think something like that can work for Supervive as well. It's kind of going to just depend on what these tournaments that are in the next month are going to be doing and what works and what doesn't work. I think that everyone is like super excited to see those, play in those, watch those, and
cast them.
See the, yeah, cast them and, you know, see the beginning of something. It's like one of the things that people would say if they could go back to like League of Legends is like, what if I could go back in time and, you know, try to play in, you know, League of Legends World Season 1 where everyone was like really bad at the game, you know? It's like, this is like the time in Supervive's, you know, life cycle where it's like, if you get good at the game where you're good enough, or, you know, in today's standards of League of Legends, like people in Season 1 were really bad. If you're like at that point in Supervive, which I don't think is like as bad as the League of Legends Season 1, then, you know, you're kind of making, I think that you're going to be making history.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think it's going to end up being really big.
Yeah. Another thing that is kind of interesting that I just thought of when you were talking about people like bringing up tournaments now and stuff is there's actually quite a big advantage in terms of for the like the Supervive like esports scene, because the game's not out yet, which means they have a lot of like alpha beta time, assuming we get custom games like relatively soon, right? To kind of test out what tournament and competitive formats feel good and what ones are like absolutely terrible, so that when the game comes out, you don't have to go through like, oh, hey, we're going to play best of one for like a month, by the way, and everyone's going to hate it. So it's like you don't have that growth period when the game comes out. So people have already done it. They kind of have a good feel for like what people like, what feels good from like a spectator and a competitor standpoint. So I don't, obviously Theorcraft like did not plan for that whatsoever. That's not the point of playtesting, but I think that's an interesting like thing to kind of get out of this from like playtesting so early and having a community this like competitive and like involved so early, is you can see that kind of evolve really early and get a really good idea of what's going to happen. That way, like, okay, say the game comes out, there's been, you know, beta for like, I don't know, a couple months or whatever, people have been running tournaments like crazy, there's a really good format at the end of it that people like, Theorycraft wants to come out with their own like circuit or whatever, boom, you have a format that you think is going to work pretty well. You don't even have to do the math, like it's there for you. And I think that's pretty good for, you know, making the competitive scene kind of jump out really early on. So, from like a functional standpoint,
in a way, I'm excited to see like all the scuffed orgs and like the scuffed team names and everything, you know, paying players in mouse pads and like, you know, paying them in Chipotle or something. Like, I think it'll be funny. Obviously, like, it's not sustainable for a long amounts of time. But I think it's like gonna be really cool to see something from the beginning.
Yeah. 100%. And I agree with all your guys' points. Like I don't really think much more I could add on the competitive side of things. I'm super excited. I'm a very avid enjoyer of watching like the competitive scene. So I really enjoy it. Now that like I think once you pick up the grasp on this game, it is actually a really enjoyable game to watch when you're watching like fights go on. So I think it's really cool to see that. And I think that top down portion really drives that. I think there is times in BRs where it can be boring, it can be downtime, but I think like from a top down standpoint, it's nice because you can get this like overarching viewpoint of what's going on and what's about to happen. And I think Theorycraft will give the tools and the necessary powers to the people that need it to run these insane tournaments, challenges, whatever, you know what I mean? So really excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And there's been like Apex tournaments in the past that are like more for fun tournaments. They don't have to always be like super competitive. And I think some of those would also work extremely well in Super Vive. Like everyone starts with double nuke. Everyone, has double guardian angel. Everyone has to play the same character or something. And I think stuff like that is going to be super fun to watch and super fun to play. Obviously, it won't be the most competitive, but it's like fun content mm-hmm. to play and watch.
Exactly.
All Shrike Ear Blast tournament would be really funny. You know, like I would imagining, love like casual ones and like weird stuff.
Imagining
like
a YouTube thumbnail and it's just like 40 Shrikes lined up like shooting one person or something. It's
I got
like
40 people to play this one character.
Yeah,
in a tournament for 4 days. Like
yeah, I won the $10,000 40 Shrike tournament.
Oh, that'd be so good. Do you guys have anything else? As our we're reaching the end of our first episode. We are the Kaiju Power Hour. Yeah. We're not the Kaiju Power Hour and a half. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Want to try to keep it on time too. So, yeah. Do you guys have anything else to send people home with, or anything else like that?
That's it for me. I think we might have something coming out later because of patch notes if we get any. We'll probably want to do something there. But until then, I got nothing.
Yeah, I think our next Kaiju Power Hour will be either after the playtest or it'll be mid-playtest. We kind of haven't decided and kind of need to see how much gaming we're doing and when we have time and whatnot. But follow our Twitter. We will tweet whenever we will be doing a podcast. And also it'll be on our streams. So follow our streams.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, one thing we strived definitely during under NDA was we love feedback. Like I think everything we get, we absorb, we read it. We even we discuss about it in here, like what we should do better each podcast. We always have notes down. We try to make sure we're always improving because we want to give the best quality content to you guys. We want this to be community driven. We really want this to be like community sided, right? We don't want to like, just be up high up here and then you guys are down. No, we want it all here. We want this to be a nice community podcast that the devs can enjoy, new players can enjoy, veterans can enjoy, and those in between, you know what I mean? Like everywhere around there. So your feedback helps that a lot. And we've had a lot of feedback and we're keep on taking it. So whether you're, watching this wherever you are, just leave it down below. We got you, all right? Yeah. We read it all. We love it.
If this is your 15th episode or your first, just yell at us. We don't know what we're doing, especially me. I don't know what I'm doing ever. So please tell me what I should be doing. That
would be great. Oh my gosh. No, that'd be exciting. It'd be exciting. Yep. All right. Well, final words. Lemur, you got anything?
Check out my stream this playtest, twitch.tv/RyanLemur. RYAN. Right. Yeah. Lemur.
Check out mine too.
Self plug.
twitch.tv/FernieSG.
And, check out me. twitch.tv/WaitLTV. This is the Kaiju Power Hour. We love you all. Signing out. Hope it was a good episode. Peace out. And can't wait to see you guys in the Skylands. Toos.
Later, y'all.
Y'all.